Welcome to Inside the Art House, the go-to destination for cinephiles and the number one place for art house cinema and filmmaker conversations. Each week, today's most visionary filmmakers pull back the curtain on the art of cinema, sharing how stories are made and why they matter. Hosted by Greg Lemley of the legendary Lemley Theaters, a family that shaped the movie business for over a century, and Raphael Sparge, actor and award-winning director. Together, they explore the creative process, the struggles, and the triumphs behind the camera and the bold ideas shaping film today. From indie debuts, documentaries, to international art house cinema, Inside the Art House dives deep into a world where passion meets craft and where the love of film lives loud. Inside the Art House, conversations with today's most visionary filmmakers. Listen or watch wherever you get your podcasts.
Dear Rabbit Fanbase, the following podcast is not real. A real podcast would have reached some satisfying conclusion years ago, whereas we keep stumbling erratically forward like that one AT-ST the Ewoks defeated with lumber. Here on your own native Earth, autumn is upon us. Daylight grows shorter, temperatures migrate south, and soon the first ice crystal will descend from the sky. This, combined with a public health situation that is, not great, means you may be spending a bit of time indoors in the coming months. So, if you're not 100% pleased with your fellow inhabitants, start poisoning those relationships now. Go on, borrow too much. Smear things on flat surfaces. Lick other people's books. Basically, figure out the configuration you want and drive like hell towards that goal. And keep me posted. I love shocking developments, for good and bad. Well, that's enough fun for today. Let's shove this feel-good vibe into a canvas sack and toss it in the river. Sit back and enjoy the show.
Hello from Castle Skullmaster, a weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon. I'm your host, Arnie Niekamp. If you've never listened to the podcast before, this is everything you need to know. Many years ago, I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King in Chicago into the magical, fantastical land of Foon. Blah, blah, blah. A lot of stuff. I'm sorry I'm a little bit distracted. I've been looking through Skullmaster's diary that I found, trying to figure out if he mentions the artifact. Oh, God, let me flip through these pages here. I think so. I think I found some clues about the artifact.
Ooh, details. What'd you find out?
Okay. So, well, again, it feels so weird to be reading someone's diary, and I feel a little bit bad about that, even though Skullmaster, he's a bad guy, so maybe I shouldn't care.
Oh my God, we should lay down on the ground and put our head and our chin in our palms, and let's read this diary.
Okay, well, he talks a lot about some of the potions that he's taken, and some of them are kind of embarrassing, so I feel a little bit bad about that.
Uh-oh. You know, one time I went swimming, and my friend David was watching. And when I came up out of the water, my top fell off, and I was so embarrassed.
Your top?
My top came off.
Like your top?
Yeah, my top came off. How do you not understand this is an embarrassing story when I was a YM, when I was a young mammal?
Oh, I guess I wasn't sometimes I'm not sure if something has a more fantastical meaning, but top, like your top.
Yeah, like my top.
Your top.
My top came off.
Your top came off.
Yeah. Does that make sense? Let's read the diary.
Oh.
Whoa. Uh-oh.
Okay, let's see here.
He's Arnie, I feel like you're not getting into reading this diary.
Oh, okay. Well, first of all, listen to this. He keeps talking about how Cynthia the Rat is a total B.
Ooh, juicy.
Mm-hmm. And he talks a lot about how he can't stop crying before he goes to bed, which,
aww.
I'm sorry, I'm trying, some of the, that's a thing, John, I really want to get into this sort of dish vibe with you, but a lot of the stuff that Skullmaster talks about is kind of sad. I'm feeling a little sad for Skullmaster.
Huh, who would ever thought of a sad diary?
Right, like,
who, do those exist on Earth? Is there like one sad diary? No? Huh.
No. Oh, gosh. Oh, but here, and this isn't scandalous or anything,
okay.
But he talks about
how
his minions found the artifact, right? We were looking for the artifact, and he's got pages and pages of him being like, why is the artifact this painting of a weird little boy? with kind of a mustache.
Oh, buddy, are you okay? I'm sorry.
Oh.
Do you need some aloe for those burns?
Oh, shit. I didn't put it together. He was talking about the painting of me.
Yeah.
I'm
you had
the
that weird,
weird
little mustache.
The weird little boy with the weird little mustache.
Yeah, you told me earlier that you were trying to look like Vincent Price. That's why you grew out your mustache?
It was the late 80s. Everyone on my world was trying to look like Vincent Price from Edward Scissorhands. That was just the time it was. I know none of this makes sense to you, Chunt. When you come to my world, mm-hmm. we're going to watch Edward Scissorhands.
Oh.
We're going to watch Ed Wood. We're going to watch...
So many Eds.
All the Ed movies. We're going to watch Ed. It's about a monkey. You're going to love it. We're going to watch Ed TV. You're going
to
hate it.
I love all of this. Arnie, thank you, thank you, thank you. I can't wait to go to Earth. I have so many questions. I have so many things I want to, you know, experience. And I just, honestly, I just can't wait for the day, you know? And I feel like to you know, I've been going a little crazy, a little stir crazy because we're in the castle. But to keep myself sane, I have been interior decorating. So I don't know if you noticed, but Usor's been helping me. He's been magicking things I need magicked, moving things I need moved.
That's right. I've been magicking things.
And I don't know if you noticed, but this room, this great room now, the wallpaper is now like a chevron. If you don't know chevron, chevron is a Finnish word that means after you, haha, but me first. So it's just kind of a thing you say. It's like chevron, and then you step in front of someone. But that's a nice design. And then I moved sort of these vases over here, and we have this couch over here with the ottoman and some drapes. I got some drapes in here just to kind of lighten it up a little bit with some tassels. So
that couch is not alive.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, to be clear, that couch is not alive.
Yeah, I feel like every time I meet a couch, I gotta make sure it's not alive.
Yeah, and I'll never sit on a couch again.
Sounds so sad.
Yeah,
I helped with all sorts of parts of this. All sorts of little bits and bubbles. I did a lot of the stuff. What do you like best, Arnie?
Yeah, Arnie, what do you like best?
I sort of like the big stuff at the top.
Ooh, okay. What specifically? Because some stuff I did and some stuff Usador did. So you're going to hurt you're going to hurt one of our feelings. So which one?
Oh.
What thing specifically?
Yeah, it's all good. I like every part of it. I couldn't pick a part that I like better than any other part.
Oh okay. Well, because there are some parts I'm very proud of. I worked very hard on.
What were those parts?
What do you see the little tiny crystal embellishments on the sconces?
Oh, that's my fate. That's one of my favorite parts.
I did
one
a bit of right under that.
Oh, that?
Yeah, the stencils.
That's part of it.
The stencils. I painted some stencils right under there.
I'm sorry. I thought that was dirt.
Oh. Oh. Okay.
But now that I see it's a stencil, I love it.
No, too late. Too late. More like inferior design. We get it. We get it, Arnie. We'll change it. We'll change it all.
Okay. Well, look, let's get out of... Look, I feel like I've ruined the vibe in this room.
Yeah, you think so?
You've disrupted the energy for sure.
Look, I wasn't the one that did the stupid fucking dirt stencil, all right? It's bad.
How dare you? I will transform this room 1,000 times over if necessary, for I am a great and powerful wizard, and there is naught that I cannot accomplish. I shall make the most beautiful room you'll ever see.
The dirt stencil's better than the rest of it, because the dirt stencil at least seems like it was an accident.
Oh,
the rest of it is like a bad choice.
Oh, I just muttered something under my breath and this owl came. Get out of here, owl. Excuse me for a minute. I'm going to write in my diary. Dear diary.
You're writing over Skullmaster's diary. There are important clues in there.
Well, I'm feeling important emotions right now and I need to jot them down. So excuse me. Dear diary again. Arnie is being such a bee.
What's the point of the diary if you say it out loud and I can hear it?
I think we need to de-escalate this entire situation. Let's just all take a deep breath. Of course, I can breathe in far deeper and longer than the rest of you because I'm always a butt. Now, let's just go into another room, as Arnie suggested, and then we'll start the whole show over.
Because we have been in this room a week. That is a long time to be in one room.
Yeah, it's a long time. Oh, well, here we go. I found this room the other day. There are some beautiful chaise lounges and places we can get comfortable in here. It'll be very nice. Here, there we go. Oh.
Mm.
Oh, what happened? It seems to be covered in cobwebs.
This is a giant web.
Arnie, oh. Did you do this?
Oh. Oh my God, are you full grown? Are you not children?
No one's ever asked me that before.
Grown.
The three of us are not children. Thank you so much for noticing.
Oh, please come in. Please come in. Come in. It's been so long since I've talked to anyone who isn't a child. Please come in.
Oh, thank you, voice, ominous voice from somewhere.
I'm
please
sorry.
Please present yourself.
I'm over here. I'm Carol.
Spider.
Hello,
Spider.
Sorry. Hi. I'm sorry. I don't like to drop in on people. You know, it kind of freaks people out sometimes. Ooh, so
you are the biggest spider I think I've ever
seen.
Dear
diary,
today well,
I met
the biggest
spider.
Thank you. I really appreciate that. I have been working on my figure.
Well, mission accomplished.
And I'm so sorry to ask this. I can't see behind you. You don't happen to have an hourglass figure, do you?
Oh, no.
Good.
I'm not dangerous in any way. Unless you're a bug. Are you a bug?
I've been a bug, I guess.
Well, if you decide to be a bug, then, you know, you better watch out, because I will get you.
Classic spider
joke.
Yeah.
But seriously, it sounds like, Chunt, you should not be a bug.
Yeah, I'm not going to
be here at Castle Skull. That would be bad.
Carol, I must let you know, my friends and I, we record an audio show that we send into another world. Would you like to sit down and speak with us for a while on this audio program?
Oh, you know, I didn't understand a lot of what you said, but as long as you are not children, I would love to talk to you for an extended period of time.
We are definitely not children. I am over 300 years old, even though I have looked like this since the day I was born.
Oh, that's amazing. I have over 300 children.
Oh.
Damn. What a coincidence.
That you know of.
That it is true. Well, and I got to tell you that the number does change pretty much by the minute, so... Oh.
By the minute?
You know, there was an owl in here earlier that I think took out two or three. So it's hard to say.
Sorry about that. I think I called it by saying a curse word. And I can prove I'm not a child because let me grab here. Oh, look, I have 4 gold coin. So there you go. Would a child have money?
Probably not.
Certainly not one of mine. I can tell you that.
There you go. Arnie, you have to prove you're not a child.
I mean, I can't prove it. I don't have an ID or anything on me, but, like, you know, look at this beard. I got so much gray in it, I think, you know.
Now, Carol, I must ask, why are you so excited to see non-child-sized beings?
Oh, well, I'm sure, as you know, we're all trying to keep our distance. And so normally my children would go somewhere else to learn everything they need to learn, but they can't. So I have to make sure that they're all set up to learn from here.
I see. Normally they'd go to like a tree or some dirt.
Absolutely.
And do some spider things there.
Absolutely. You know, but they can't do that right now. So instead, I have to just make sure that each one of them has their own web connection all set up so that they can learn remotely.
Oh, that sounds easy. And for 30 kids?
Yeah, no, it's setting up 300 separate connections because they each somehow ended up with a completely different teacher it takes up most of the day, and I'm sure you can see I work nights, so I am available, but it just means that I don't really sleep.
So each child has a piece of web that there's a teacher on the other end, and I think I was a spider once. Is it vibrations through the web that you communicate with?
That's right. That's very good. Yes, that's correct. Wow, I bet you're a good-looking spider.
Oh, thank you so much. I looked weird.
Thank you. Oh, you're welcome. You know,
do the spiders ever have to like mute their vibrations? Like, if the teacher spider is vibrating to all of the students, and the kid spiders are vibrating on the web too, like.
Oh yeah, and you know what? Webs are just not set up for this kind of connection. Like, you know, we really were not prepared to have this kind of issue. So there, you know, there's a lot of other problems too. You build a connection and then a bird flies through it, and then you got to reestablish the connection. Hummingbirds often use webs to build their nests, so sometimes they'll take that, and then you got to replace that. So I got to tell you, it's not ideal. Mm-hmm. It's not an ideal situation, I don't think, for anybody.
I have to imagine with that many kids, and like if there's a bird attack, like, do you want to limit the amount of scream time that like your kids are having?
Yeah, you know, I really, like I said, this is my fifth, I guess, birth. Uh-huh. You know, so this is actually my 1500th set of children. So I've been down this road before, okay. And I really am a very hands-off parent. I'm very into nature learning. Mm-hmm. So I like to get them out as soon as possible. I don't know if you noticed, but you know, there's no Mr. Carroll.
Oh, so. I didn't want to ask. I thought it would be rude, but
I think you're doing great. Spiders. I just see hundreds of spiders. It's hard for me to tell which is which.
Wow, that's kind of rude.
Very rude.
I can't remember what insects do sometimes. I do have to ask. Did you eat your husband? Is that spiders? No.
Oh yes? No. That's not me. I think you're thinking of a praying mantis.
That's what. Yeah. That's it. Thank you so much.
They do eat their spiders. They don't eat their spiders. They eat their spouses. ours is just, you know, we just very much have a hookup culture. We have an app called Spinder. Yeah. That, you know, we use to connect with each other. And
What about bumblebees? Do you ever, like, get busy with bumblebees?
You know what? I am pro all of that. I happen to just be attracted to other spiders like myself.
Oh, sure.
Mm-hmm. You know, and I really enjoy being a mother. I do. Usually you wouldn't hear me complaining at all because it's just usually for, like, a day. So
yeah, and then all the little baby spiders, they all just float away on their little parachutes, right?
Yeah, and you know, a lot of them don't even make it out of that first 24 hours. So you know, you're gonna see your grandkids come back in a couple of days, and so it feels good. But this is, you know, I'm making 300 lunches a day.
Wow,
and that is not sustainable.
And that's a lot of liquidated fly corpses.
Mm-hmm. Carol, I have to ask, you said you have 300 kids.
Yeah, well, I mean, not all at the same time, but yes, over, yes.
I do have to ask, and I hate to put you on the spot, and I don't mean to be rude, I don't mean to be like a prickly stickler who's like trying to get you, but just name one of them.
Oh, I can do that. I can do that. Kyla is my favorite.
Okay, check that out.
So,
you say that in front of them?
Well, they're asleep for the first time all day. Why do you think I get a chance to talk to you?
This is the perfect opportunity for you to sit down with us and take a break, kick back, do the things you need to do to take care of yourself, and then, at the end of our time together, decide whether or not you and your terrifying spider children want to join my army and fight evil.
Oh, that sounds like fun.
Oh, good.
I don't know, you know, if I'd be able to find the time for it, but yeah, I know I was just about to kick back with a little fermented gnat.
Ooh.
Is that what's in that box over there?
Yeah, this is a little brew that I make myself. I just leave it in there for a long time.
Do you mind if we partake?
No! Oh my goodness! Oh. How rude of me to have not offered that to you. Please, by all means.
Fermented gnat? Fermented gnat?
Yeah, I'm gonna pass.
That's a pass? Yes.
I'll take some. Is it me or do... It seems like only moms drink boxed gnat.
You know, I feel like that's a little bit of a stereotype. Honestly, I do. I have seen...
Okay, fair enough.
Well, I guess I haven't really seen male spiders for more than like the 2 minutes, you know, that we're doing it. And so I guess I don't really know what they do.
I don't mean to pry, but like how do those dates go like before? You know, like when you see them, do you like hang out and chat or?
You know, I'm gonna be honest, sometimes I don't see them.
At all?
No, you know, sometimes because, you know, you can just kind of move through the web and kind of swing into another web. And so sometimes I don't know, you know, what's happening. And it's okay.
Wham, bam, thank you, Spider-Man.
That's correct. Wham, bam, thank you, Spider-Man.
Oh, Arnie. Sorry, Arnie. Let me grab. Oh, no, buddy.
Oh, sorry.
You're holding a rolled newspaper above your head.
Yeah,
if you hand a spider a newspaper, make sure it's unfurled.
Yep, sorry.
So they can read it, okay?
That's okay. That's I totally understand that people have sort of a knee-jerk reaction to me. You know, I wish more people understood how beneficial I am. I'm really here to help you.
Oh, really? Well, we were Isidore and I. I'm Chunt the Shapeshifter. I don't know if we introduced ourselves. That's Isidore the Wizard.
You did not, other than my noticing how handsome you are.
Well, thank you so much. I do have a nice coloration to me, hopefully. Yeah, I'm a Shapeshifter Chunt. This is Isidore the Wizard. We have Arnie the non-child.
I'm from another world.
I think in your head that sounds more interesting than it really is.
It's pretty interesting. I'm like, you know, this world, I'm from another world.
As interesting as being a wizard who was born into this world from a conspiracy of rain and birds and wind and fire that insisted there must be a champion?
Is it as interesting as that?
Damn, you want some aloe for those burns?
Sick burn.
Oh, wait, maybe I should frame this in a way that a spider might understand. I'm from another room.
Oh, wow. You know, I'm very small, but I'm not dumb. So,
sorry.
No, it's all right.
I am, though.
Arnie's large and dumb.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Isidore and I were kind of redecorating the mansion, the castle, as it were. Well, could you help us with that? I mean, I have to say, your webs, and I'm not just blowing smoke, your webs are perfect.
Divine.
Wow, thank you. I would love to help. I honestly, like I said, I was just about to sit down and have a little box nap, and I was going to do what I usually do to kind of calm down at night. I was going to do some cross-stitching.
Oh.
So maybe you'd like some of that around your rooms.
Oh, I would love that. Let me ask, do you weave little funny sayings into them?
Well, this one is going to say, home is where the web is.
Oh, that's nice. I like that.
Yeah.
Sincere. That's what this huge castle fortress of a villain needs. It's a little bit of hominess.
Yeah.
Some quaint sayings that will just cozy the whole place up.
Yeah, have something like, Pobody's nerfect. Or when Arnie ain't happy, ain't nobody happy. Something like that, right?
No, wait. The first one you said. Did you switch the letters P and N?
Yeah, I think, One time I was eating soup, and there was a poster behind me, and I held up my spoon, and in my spoon the words reflected, but they jumbled a little bit, so I call that a spoonerism.
Oh. Well, let me just change my thread.
Okay.
And I can knock that one right out for you.
I like this little one you have here that says, "Don't talk to me before I've had my liquidated cockroach."
Oh, yeah, I mean, it is a joke, but also not a joke, you know what I mean?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, especially when you got 300 kids waking you up in the morning.
I also don't want to be a stickler or a little stick in the mud, but what's the name of your favorite child?
Kyla.
Checks out. You definitely have 1,500 kids.
I'm going to tell you guys the honest truth because I've had a little nap, and the night is getting late.
Uh-oh, let's all lay on the floor. Let's all lay on the floor.
Okay.
Uh-oh,
okay.
Dish. Ooh.
Here is what I'm going to tell you. All of my kids are named Kyla.
Oh, good smart. Idea.
That is brilliant.
It's the only way I can tell them all apart.
Really smart. It saves you a ton of work.
Mm-hmm.
It really does.
You can fill out a form and then just use magic to copy it.
That's exactly right.
One form.
Absolutely.
I suppose spiders don't have a lot of forms to fill out, though. That's a very human-centric thing for me to think, even though technically I'm not human. But I do live in the body of a human currently.
Well, where it really comes in handy is, again, I mean, during this time we've been together, I've probably lost 30 to 40 children.
Yeah, those cats over there in the corner are making a real mess of things.
Yeah. So when they're all named the same, it just takes the edge off. You know, oops, mm-hmm. Lost another Kyla. But I have 270 more Kylas. So.
Yeah, Kyla's still here. Kyla's still with us.
Kyla is always with us. That's correct. Yep.
And did any Kylas run away? Because I feel like I might like Kyla run, but I feel like there's also This is really tough to unpack.
If it feels like it's tough to unpack, let me shine a ray upon it.
It seems like it's almost irredeemable to run away, but then if you make me at the end like Kylo, the fact that Kylo ran away, then I feel like, should I like this character? But it's also, it's a terrible thing. I don't know. It's tough to unpack.
I don't understand. I think you've been solo on that one. Just you, right? Is that the one?
It's been a while since I BB-8, so I'm a little lightheaded. So when you say you lost them, I'm so sorry to ask. They passed away or they're lost?
Oh, yeah. No, they're eaten by many things. Mm-hmm. Or smushed by many things.
Gotcha. Yeah, what's a spider's... and what kind of... Have you said what kind of spider are you specifically?
Oh, yeah, I'm an orb weaver.
Mm. Oh.
Yeah, we're from a long line of orb weavers.
Oh. What are some of the natural predators or unnatural predators of an orb weaver?
Oh, well, any bird, really. Mm. You know, which is a real shame, because I think they're beautiful creatures. But
they really are.
They really are.
And they're smart, and they're nice, and they're fun to hang out with.
They seem like they would be. I've never really been able to get close enough to one. I think my shell is a little too attractive as a crunch, you know?
Sure.
So yeah, but also like there are lots of snakes and things that will also eat us, reptiles, the like.
Shoes.
Witches are after us all the time.
And I do want to point out, you talked about your shell being alluring to a bird. I do want to point out that it does look like you knitted yourself some sweatpants that say crunchy on the butt. That's kind of fun.
I mean, we're all doing our best, you know, right now. And I just decided to give into it. I just said, you know what, if I'm going to be home with all these children by myself as a single mother, I am going to make sure that I am as comfortable as I could possibly be. And you know, it's not that big of a deal to add a few extra pairs of legs onto these pants. So sometimes I have them just cover a couple, depending on, you know, how cold I am. Sometimes I have them cover the whole thing.
Arnie, you're bad at math. That's four pairs.
What?
Four pairs of pants.
That's like six legs.
Let's take a quick break while I explain this to Arnie. It's eight. It's not six. It's eight. Just look over there. Carol, look at Carol.
Ah, spider.
Don't objectify Carol, but just count her legs and then look away respectfully.
No, I'm sorry. I looked over. I forgot there's a spider over there and it scared the shit out of me. Maybe I don't have object permanence.
Maybe you are a child.
Oh, shit, a wizard.
Yeah.
See, these are the kinds of things that my children would normally be learning out in the world. Mm-hmm.
Which one?
Which child?
Kyla.
Oh, okay.
You passed.
Yeah.
I'm from another world.
Kyla, yeah, this is normally what would be happening, right? They'd be learning things like jumping and distance and how to lure somebody into your space and then mercilessly drain the lifeblood from their body, just like most children, I feel like, learn.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel like most children do suck the life out of you, right? Spider children.
Preach.
I should learn that last one. Draw you into my space and suck the life out of you.
Some of this jumping and leaping and luring, it seems like it's especially hard to learn it over vibration, you know? Like, it would be easier to learn it, like, in person.
Oh, I mean, it's a joke, okay? Let's be honest, it's a joke. These kids can't sit on the web for 8 hours a day. It's impossible. And I try and give them breaks, but honestly, the more breaks that I give them, the more of them are going to die. Mm. So I just have to kind of, you know, keep them all as connected as I can, hope for the best. You know, make sure there's snacks.
Have you ever thought about what is it? It's like when you take your webbing and you corral all your children to keep them in one place. I think it's called homespooling. Have you tried homespooling?
You know, I have. I have tried homespooling. I've also tried unspooling, which is a very popular sort of new thing to be doing.
Is that like a Montessori spool?
Yeah, you know, it's like, it's basically everything you would learn in if you were spooled, but unlearning it because, you know, who knows where that information came from, and maybe the source of that information wasn't good to begin with. So, you know, you want people to listen to their intuition.
Yeah. Kind of Arnie, didn't you say on Earth there's an Uncola?
Yeah, 7-Up. It's okay.
Oh. Well, right now, you don't have to worry about Kayla. You can just enjoy yourself. And
Kyla.
Sorry, Kyla, pardon me. Kyla, you don't have to worry about Kyla right now. We can just pass the time, have a good time. Like, here, I brought this ball. Why don't we just throw this ball around? Yeah, there you go, Ani.
I can't get... I got it rolled out the door. I'll be...
Okay.
Oh. I'll be back.
But yeah, your kids are sort of out of your hair for a minute, so what do you want to do? I mean, once the ball's back, we'll toss the ball around, but is there something that you don't get to do, typically, that we can provide, maybe?
I'm sorry, are you offering to babysit?
I guess I am, now.
Because I gotta tell you, it's, by now, I would already, you know, have met somebody for the night.
Oh.
So, you know, it's... Mama's got needs, and so if you're willing to stay here and make sure that they all don't die, because you know they really shouldn't all be in one place.
Huh? Yeah. And now that I'm kind of that I hear you say that, and I'm looking around your sort of abode here, I do see that there's about 1,000 cross stitches that says "Mama got needs." So
yeah,
that does seem to be something weighing on your mind. So
and in fact, those are the pants that I would put on if you guys are willing to stay.
Oh, so you take off your crunchy pants and you put on your Mama Has Needs pants.
Yeah, but they're really leg warmers.
Ooh.
They just go on the legs, so everything else is really accessible.
Oh, well, I've retrieved the ball. Did I overhear you saying that we were going to watch the kids?
Usador, hey, Usador.
Yes?
Buddy, I'm going to watch the kids. You go on a date with her.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah,
so I'm gonna watch the kids and like, can you leave me like one gold piece for like, you know, food or something?
Sure. Here.
I got it. Okay. Oop, thank you. All right, we got it. All right. Bye. Have fun.
Oh, this will be great.
Okay, Ani, you're staying here with the kid with Kaylee?
Kyla.
I couldn't find that ball. I'm sorry.
That's not Arnie. That's your waiter.
Oh,
Arnie, chop, oh. Get some chairs.
Okay. Hey, have a seat.
Be less creepy. What are you doing? What's that laugh?
Okay, sorry. Have a spider date. We have no specials.
Wow, this place seems really fancy.
Please no fucking in my restaurant. I don't know. I've never worked in the service industry.
I mean, they say that at all the nicest restaurants.
They really do, and I'm not going to lie. It only makes me want to do it more.
Arnie, you're crushing it. Great job.
Before you had your kids, what are some of your other interests? What do you like to do? You like to weave and you like to cross stitch, you know?
I like to travel.
Oh, where have you been?
Oh, I have been in every single corner of this room.
Oh, wow. So have I. I love the corners of this room.
Yeah, when I was young and living a little bit more dangerously, the window was open. Sometimes I'd pop in there, so get a little cross breeze.
Yes, I've actually, myself, not to brag, I've been to every part of Foon and met all sorts of creatures and beings of every type you could imagine. Dwarves, elves, orcs, centaurs, fintars,
I mean, you can tell me, am I the most attractive one you've met?
Well.
You can tell her.
Of course.
Yes.
Well, I can.
Arnie, play this violin.
How about I play this accordion?
This is the night, you can tell, because it's dark. It's
Carol.
Not day, it is night.
Carol, I just wanted to tell you that you are the most attractive orc weaver I have ever seen.
Tell, because it's dark.
Well, you certainly know the right things to say.
My heart is all a flitter flutter. It is probably because I drink so much alcohol.
Oh, wow. I love when a date tells me they're so drunk that they find me attractive.
Chunt, I've got this big bowl of spider webs. I'm going to put it on the table, and maybe each of them will take a strand in their mouth and suck on
fuck?
It until they kiss.
No, what the fuck? No.
Wait, what is this?
It's a bowl of spider webs.
You think spiders eat spider webs? What the hell is the matter with you?
I just grabbed a spider web from close by and jumbled it up, smashed it. I might have smashed a couple.
I want to speak to your manager.
Dates.
Actually, at the risk of, making Arnie seem correct, we actually do eat our own webs.
Oh.
See?
Oh.
Damn.
I'm a fucking genius.
Congratulations for stumbling into that one. Well, I'll try this spider web if, when in Rome, as they say. There we go.
Now, I wouldn't have served spider web, to a guest. That's like something I do for myself. I wouldn't be like serving somebody their own hair.
Here's
I would
a bowl of hair.
I'm sorry?
Arnie, here's a bowl of hair. I just thought, if Usador wanted to put some in his mouth and suck it up.
Let me step in here. Folks, how are we doing here tonight? Is everything okay? Is the service all right?
We've had a little trouble with your boy, but up till
now... I can
now,
assure you, he's a full-grown adult. I can assure you.
I'm not sure.
I'm not sold.
Yeah.
You know what? I don't have to put up with this. I'm only doing this until my band takes off. I'm out of here.
I'll leave you to it. Again, there's no specials, no spider fucking, but enjoy the rest of your meal.
Well, thank you. These spider
every time
look,
they say that, it's
really tempting, isn't it?
Yeah. It really, really is, because it's even like species specific. He's not telling you you can't.
True.
Just that I can't, which really, really makes me want to do it.
Mm. Yeah. Well, I'm gonna have some of this hair of Karen McManus. Very good.
I think I'm gonna order the roast cricket.
Oh, that sounds good. That sounds good.
You don't mind that it's the most expensive thing on the menu?
Oh, no. Money is no object. It is just an idea that we've created so that we can exchange goods and services.
Arnie, you got to get back over there and take their order.
I know, because he's talking about shit. He's losing her.
What is this band that you have? You didn't tell me you had a band. Can I play drums?
Yeah, I've been working on a band. It's mostly ska.
Ooh, what are they called?
They're called, I'm from another room, but it's ska.
Oh, you dropped
this. I'm not a name guy.
Arnie, you dropped this. Let me pick it up.
All right.
Arnie, for now, can you just go back and be their waiter? Because I think it's going really well, except for the service.
Okay, no. Okay, yeah.
I think I remembered that she wanted the roasted cricket, okay?
Okay.
And I think Yusuro was fine with the hair you brought.
Okay. Hello. Here is a fermented... Nat, and here is a natty light.
Give a fun laugh. Not creepy,
you
fun
too.
Laugh. Fun laugh.
You two seem great. I don't usually say this, but I hope that you two look great together.
Oh, well, thank you. That's very kind.
Thank you so much. I think I look great pretty much all the time.
Yeah, you do. You look fantastic. You're a beautiful, terrifying spider. Do either of you like ska?
Oh, I definitely do. I don't know if you've noticed, but you can see the checkerboard that I have weaved up into the furthest corner of my web.
Wow, there's some mighty, mighty undertones.
No doubt,
some of
no
the
doubt.
Colors. Oh, sure, whatever.
Why is it, sir, that you ask us about ska? Are you a purveyor of said music and would like to demonstrate it for us? Right now?
Excuse me. Live music.
Excuse me, I have to step in as a manager. I can assure you, this waiter is not a purveyor. I looked into that. I looked through all his papers and his records. And even though he may laugh like a purveyor, he is not a purveyor.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, thank you for reassuring us. I was concerned.
And what did you want from him again?
I wanted to hear some ska music.
Oh,
I've never heard anyone say that before.
Arnie, whenever you're ready. Ma'am, here's your roasted cricket, and I also brought for the table a real big fish.
Oh, thank you. I was just wondering, could I get a side of mustard plug to go with this?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, great. Thank you.
Here you go. And Arnie, whenever you're ready.
Oh, sorry. I was just thinking about Poi Dog.
You're thinking about or pondering?
I was pondering.
You were podammering?
Huh?
Sorry, I was trying to change the subject back to something I knew about, but it doesn't
Usador,
matter.
Usador, we were talking about cool guy stuff. What are you doing here? Don't embarrass us in front of this hot spider.
I'm trying not to. Now here, quickly, sing some ska so we won't be embarrassed.
Oh, fuck. Guys.
Hey, what?
Yeah. Under the table.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hey, you know how I'm supposed to be babysitting?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But I'm also being the manager?
Oh, yeah.
I lost the kids. I lost Kyla. Kyla's
oh,
gone.
Guys.
All the Kylas. I
guys.
Lost all the Kylas.
Guys, don't tell Mom the babysitter's dumb.
Hey, come on. I'm not dumb. It was irresponsible. So keep, Arnie, you have to sing to distract him.
Don't worry. I can cover this.
Okay, back up. Sorry, I dropped some cricket under the table. Here, thank you for helping me, you two. Now I'm just going to head back over here. Nothing to worry about. Have a good night.
Thank you so much. I love when people tell me there's nothing to worry about. It's very calming.
Oh, and I'm so sorry. I forgot. No spider fucking.
Oh, I am going to do it on this table so hard.
I'm going to transform into a spider just to get in on that.
Yeah.
Now, Carol, have your kids ever mentioned wanting to move out a little early?
You know, I think like all children, they want to feel independent. They want to feel, like they can survive. But at the age that they are, I mean, they know that, you know, going outside would be a death wish.
Sure. Yeah. Back under the table. I didn't cover that at all. I thought I was going to cover it.
Yeah, sorry. I've been down here the whole time. I hate getting up and down from the table. I'm just going to be down here for a while. Is
oh,
okay?
Hello. So nice to see you two. I don't know if we've met before.
Guys, it's me. I'm dressing like an old woman to win back her children.
Okay. Why is this always your solution for everything?
I lost her children. I have to win them back.
Oh, yes. Oh, hello.
It's this a scar. Let's go. Carol, I wanted to introduce you to my friend.
Who, me?
Of course, yes.
Yes, my name is Mrs. Don't Believe Flame.
Oh, it's nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. Sorry, I have a pie on my face. I was making desserts in the kitchen.
Oh, I totally understand that. I mean, the amount of times that I look up from what I'm eating and I'm just covered in innards, I get it.
Ooh, same girl, same.
How's your cricket?
Oh, it's delicious. I mean, it is a really tasty cricket. It's totally worth the money that you are paying for it.
Well, Mrs. Don't Believe Flame is the cook here, and she created it because she's very good at doing things at home.
Oh, thank you. And I don't know if you know this, but the crickets, I believe, are prepaid. Isn't that their thing?
Yeah.
Maybe I'm mixing that up. But anyway, you two dears enjoy, and I'll be right back.
Wow, she seemed really nice.
She's very nice. And somehow, that will help.
Oh, good. Come on, I think it always helps when somebody is nice. You know, I think that's always a helpful thing. Like, I'm very angry most of the time, but I try and stay really nice and happy.
Oh. Well, I think I don't want to skip over that first part. You said you're very angry a lot of the time.
Oh, I think anybody who's home with their children this much is this full of rage.
Oh, I see. And one of the ways you get it out is in your evening excursions.
Exactly.
No spider fucking, dears.
Yeah, exactly. They don't call me a sylph for nothing.
Far be it from me to be presumptuous, but I think this evening has gone incredibly well so far. And though I am a wizard, and you are a spider, I hope that we can do this again, and the podcast will pay for it.
Usador, what's going on? It's getting really erotic in here. It's like self stockings. You're just gonna run away.
Look, I feel a little strange about this. You know, I just met. You know, I'm sort of dating Jen Levia and Gurm Krust. I fell in love with her in an alternate universe where our arms were torn off. Makes things, you know, it's complicated.
Okay. Well, yeah. If you're not into it, then you should. I mean,
no. She's wonderful. I like her a lot, but she has a lot of interests that she likes birds. She can't be near them, but, you know.
Maybe we went about this all wrong. We're not really playing to our strengths. I mean, usually Chunt's the one fucking people, and you're the one dressing as a woman for no reason. Sure, I'm still doing ska. That's usually what I'm all about, but I don't know.
Well, I don't want to disappoint Carol either, but I also don't want to be presumptuous and transform into a spider and have hot spider sex on top of this table when we've been told several times not to do that.
Oh, sorry. Sorry, it's me, the manager again. I hope everything's... I know that the service has been a little... Ooh, sorry, I have to catch my breath here. Sorry about that wig off my head. Hopefully things are going good, and I brought some earwig pie to hopefully make your night. Ooh. It's on the house, and hopefully it's sublime. And just so you know, we ain't got no margaritas anymore. We sold out of those.
Okay.
Sorry, some of the menu icing, and no spider fucking, I'll be right back.
Got it in there right at the end.
That's what ska is? What the fuck was I thinking of?
Can I ask you a question?
Oh, please.
I just before, like, we get too deep into this, I just kind of need to know. How do you feel about being tied up?
I'm very open to that sort of thing. I have a very illustrious and bizarre sexual history.
That was not the answer I was expecting, but I liked it.
Yes, I once transformed myself into a plate of croissants. As a sex thing.
You're losing.
What do you mean?
Oh, hello, Carol. I believe I heard that was your name. Carol, do you have children by chance?
I do. A few hundred.
Let me ask you a fun question. This is what I ask anyone who has children. If your children were ever lost, where's the first place they might be?
Oh, if my children were lost? Probably in the stomach of a bat.
Fuck, okay. I'll be right back.
Oh no, the Beatles' Jubilee is on fire.
Oh, I think it's supposed to be.
Quick, Arnie, put it out. Oh no, now the wig's on fire. Oh no, now Chunt's on fire. Oh no. Carol, we can't keep this up. Firstly, it doesn't make any sense. And secondly, we have to be honest with you.
Oh, first day as a woman, I'm already getting hot flashes.
We can't find the kids anywhere.
What? I trusted you. I just wanted to walk away and then have one short, fun time.
Arnie was the ska boy.
Yeah.
Chunt was the manager.
What?
And Mrs. Don't Believe Flame. We
it's
just
true.
Wanted to give you a good evening. And it all fell apart at the last minute in the most, Arnie would describe as Fraser-esque way you could imagine.
Yeah, it was a real adventure in babysitting.
You know, mostly I'm disappointed in myself. My fragmented eyes are built to be able to see things that normal creatures can't see, and I couldn't even see through this thin ruse that you've been perpetuating all night long.
Oh, thin ruse. Thank you so much. I have been watching what I eat. Thank you.
I just wanted to be honest because, Carol, I like you. I think you're very nice, and I'm very impressed that you've been able to take care of your children in this time when it can be so difficult.
Mm-hmm.
And I would like to say to all the mothers out there and fathers and everyone else who has some parental role, well done.
Yeah. And my ska boy disguise was very convincing. I'm wearing shorts.
And I found the kids. They were inside the stomach of a bat the whole time. Guys, just for tonight... spider fucking is on the table.
Also, there are like a half a dozen spiders outside looking to fuck. Like, this whole time, they've been like looking at their watches.
Well, that's where I had intended to go, but then you all set up this, this delightful...
You wanted to go. You had plans. And
I would have only been gone for 2 minutes. This actually took much longer than any normal date that I would have been on. So.
Oh, maybe instead of saying spider fucking's on the table, I should have said, like, today's special or on the menu spider fucking. Would that have helped? Or?
I mean, only if you'd have opened the door and let the other spiders in.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Right.
You know, that's the right problem.
Huh. Oh, well,
we can still do it now. Does anybody want to open the window and let all those spiders in?
You know what? I'm not in the mood anymore. This whole thing has really...
Sometimes it goes on a really long time, and you're just sort of like, Liz is ready for it to be over.
Yeah, I need to get some sleep. I mean, I've got all these kids. Yeah. I gotta. Sure. Well, I think I do. Yeah. I don't. Were they alive when you found them in the bat? I should have asked
some,
that first.
Yeah, some. Most.
Some. Great.
Most, yeah.
Some is better than none.
Pretty good.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah. I figure if you can keep half of your children alive in any given day, you're nailing it as a parent.
That's a good day. That's a good day.
Well, nobody's perfect. Let's go decorate another room.
Spider fucking. Try featuring that on Marketplace, Kai Rizdal. You've been listlessly eating olives straight from the jar, staring at the vacant lot across the street with its inexplicable mounds of overturned earth that seem to only appear around tax season, while listening to Hello from the Magic Tavern. Yuzuru the Wizard was played by Matt Young. Chunt the Talking Badger was played by Adol Rafai. Carol the Spider Mom was played by special guest Christy Bonstell. Follow Christy on Instagram at She's a Bonstell for a near constant stream of her delivering home-baked loaves of multigrain bread to volunteer firemen, fostering rescue greyhounds until they're given a forever home with climate change refugees, and other activities in a category I call toxic virtue signaling. Hello from the Magic Tavern is produced by Arnie Niekamp, Matt Young, and Adol Rafai. Post-production coordination by Garrett Schultz. Earwolf producer, Kimmy Lucas. This episode edited by Sage GC. Special assistance provided by Ryan DeGiorgi. Hello from the Magic Tavern logo by Allard Laban. Magic Tavern theme by Andy Poland. Hello from the Magic Tavern comes to you thanks to a generous grant originally intended for some other morally superior podcast. A grant entrusted to a courier who got sloppy and found themselves in some lightless alleyway where we were waiting. In fact, a message to all couriers out there, ferrying your precious grant money from one location to the next, glancing over your shoulder at every footfall. Don't waste your energy. When we come for you, ours will be the footstep you never hear. Happy listening!
Oh, shit. Oh, shit. You know what we're forgetting?
That you owe us a ska song?
Oh. You didn't like the beautiful one I did off mic?
Oh.
What's the other thing?
DQ. We haven't checked in on DQ in a long time, and I'm not great with math. I don't know if it's how many weeks it's been.
Nathaniel Quinyarvin, how dost thou do down in the dungeon?
2 more weeks till I die from not eating. Elves can survive for a while, but I am getting pretty hungry down here.
Okay, it seems like there's still a little bit of time, but yeah, we gotta keep our eye on that one.
I think he ate some of those spiders.